Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel on a Patriots Monday brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating the sexual health issues of men, with six New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow, and by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local member DIF FDIC. Mike Vrabel, good morning.
Hey, buddy, good morning. That sounded like you just read the yellow pages.
Well, I'm telling you, the sponsors are coming out of the woodwork because of you. They can't wait to be. They want to be involved with you in this radio show. It's unbelievable.
I doubt that, but that was that's good. How's everybody doing this morning?
We're doing great. Prime time game. You called it a hostile environment. Nice win last night.
Thank you. Happy for the players, and we got to pick up the pieces and keep moving.
Would it be crazy to say that Steph Diggs may now be a 7 out of 10 on the comfort level?
Well, somebody said that as I was leaving. I think somebody, maybe a local reporter. I didn't recognize him. Stacy was back there grumbling last question, and I walked off, and I heard 5 out of 10, and I laughed. I thought of Courtney, and I said, maybe 8 out of 10 now, so we'll see.
I think he said 6, actually, after the game last night.
He did say 6. Good.
Yep.
Mike,
hopefully by Thanksgiving we can be up to 8 or 9.
Mike, you look at that, and we talked about hostile environment, division opponent on the road. This win, like, how do you use this to show to your team that if you can play like this week in and week out, that you can play with anybody and be one of the best teams in the National Football League?
Well, we just keep, you know, stay consistent, and I think that, you know, I probably lose sight of some of that sometimes with especially some of our younger players. And, you know, my dad, who I think always has good perspective, was able to be at the game last night. And, you know, he just kind of rattled off all the young players that are out there making contributions. And, you know, said, man, it was, 'cause I've been there a bunch, and it was loud. And it was something that you have to remind these guys that they can do it, and that they can do it, you know, pretty much anywhere.
Mike, Ramondre Stevenson, 2 touchdowns for him, and it's a result of you continuing to have confidence in him even after that fumble to start the game. He talked after about how the confidence that you continue to show in him means so much to him. I've been told all morning by Wiggy and others that that's coach speak when you talk about how great he is. I believe that he's a great player. That was my lead this morning. What is it that you see in Ramondre that, despite the fumbles, you want to keep going with him?
Well, we go with all of them, and we'll use all of them. And so, one is valuable in protection. And when teams start blitzing and heating us up, you know, it's critical that somebody protects the quarterback, and they can go short yardage instances and around the goal line. And, you know, we mix carries up. And so everybody's going to have a role, and we'll have to continue to take care of the ball. And so you have to make those decisions. And I think Ramondre understands how critical the ball is. And, you know, but we've got to start putting that fire out and making sure that, you know, until we're back in the huddle, that ball remains in our possession, you know, whether that we're going down and we're close to the ground. But we're going to need them all. We're going to need everybody, and we're going to need especially all the backs in that room to help us.
I know you got back late and just getting going this morning, but any update on Gibson for us?
Nothing new to add. Nothing new to add. He'll go through some tests today and this morning, and we'll have to try to see what comes of those.
Mike, the defensive game plan against Josh Allen looked excellent. I mean, he's had a lot of success against the Patriots in recent years. He's had success against everybody as the reigning MVP. Who do you credit the most for that, and what did you see out of your defense last night?
Well, the credit goes to the players to be able to execute it. And again, we've tried to stay as collaborative as possible defensively. Zach has done a great job leading those guys and organizing things. But we've always tried to stay as collaborative as possible and work through ideas and, you know, try to put the players in the best position. But, you know, as far as the execution, that always is going to fall on the players. And it wasn't perfect. And I think it can still be a lot better. And so we'll continue to show them those. But, you know, I thought, you know, it was good in the run. And, you know, quarterback had a few play extensions that probably ended up hurting us. And then some communication things and execution down in the red zone made it a lot closer than what it should have been.
Mike, you seem bothered by that illegal formation call, Hunter Henry, I think it was. He seemed like he was looking at the ref.
I just have a real problem with the way that they want to try to over officiate the line of scrimmage. And if our guys are going to look over, and I get that we have to be legal. But for as long as I can remember in this league, the refs are going to try to officiate proactively and work with the players. And if it's a hold, call a hold. And if it's a defensive pass interference, call defensive pass interference. But at the line of scrimmage, if players are going to try to get the formation correct, you know, last year it was, well, these guys are offsides. Like, when do we start calling that? So in an effort to not be offsides, you know, these guys try to scoot back a little bit, and then they check. And we're not going to tell them that they're either on the line of scrimmage or they got them off. Like, they're just going to sit there and tap their knee. I don't know what that is. And so that's frustrating that we are that literal as an officiating department, if that's what they indeed are telling them. I if they see it as DPI, the guy made a good call. If, you know, Givens pushes the guy thinking that the quarterback's out of the pocket, but the ball's in the air, that's a good call. That is a good call. But some of these other ones, I'm just like, I just didn't know when we were going to start officiating the line of scrimmage and not communicate with our players, because in the end, the relationship that the players have with the officials, I think, can be really positive, and they can explain the mechanics that they're looking for. And if a DB is not playing the ball, they can communicate and say, hey, you got to play the ball, or that could be defensive pass interference, or if he breaks the framework of your body and there's restriction, that's going to be a hold. And so to not communicate something at the line of scrimmage when a player is looking over at an official to try to get it right, I don't understand that.
Mike, is that something that's new that they're emphasizing where they're like...
Apparently. They, you know, I mean, just like every other year or week, it's just, you know, a reaction to, you know, the last year and, well, we're going to change and, you know, there's... I don't want that... Again, not that my opinion is going to matter, but I don't think we should officiate that way. I think that there should be an open line of communication with the players, certainly pre-snap, in an effort to try to get it right. And if we move and we fall start or we jump off sides or whatever it is, well, then we're at fault. But if we're trying to make sure that things are correct before the snap, I would like or hope that there could be some feedback from the official.
I just love that we get a new Hockuley to watch it talk all night long instead of watching a football game. I'm glad that the family tradition has lived on.
I that's probably the first time I'm going to agree with you since I've been here.
Yes.
And I would definitely say that was impressive.
Also, end of his career, Wiggy had an issue lining up, and just his stomach was over the line.
Jeez. It was hanging over the, it was they in always, the neutral zone.
They always gave me the thumbs up, or they told me to scoot up a little bit back in the day when I played, but I guess now they don't tell you anything.
I guess they say, or they say, suck it in.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Mike, it seems like you do such a great job not getting too high or too low, and it seems like it's trickling down to the team. How important is it for you going into practice this week that guys aren't riding the high from a big win like that going into a week against the Saints?
I'll see what I can do. I'm sure we'll be okay with that.
You talked about Friday, I think it was Friday, about the accountability that Rodney Harrison held you and your teammates to. Who's that guy or those guys on this team?
Well, I think our leadership group is starting to do that and understand that. And I think that where we are become, that's changed. I think that those people are few and far between, and I have to try to, that's part of what I have to try to teach, and that's okay, and allow them to have those conversations and disagreements or minor conflict with our football team as it relates to protecting our identity. And so we'll continue to identify them, and we'll continue to allow for those opportunities. But that was something that certainly was critical for all of us when we played here.
Well, Wiggy and Ty talk about that a lot, about guys who would police the locker room.
Like Willie Mack was one of those guys.
Are you saying that you're saying it's harder now to find that situation or those guys?
I don't see it as much, and I'm trying to encourage it. And again, that's not just isolated to here. And that's not. I've been in other buildings, and I would say that's just something that you're always looking to create.
Mike, the performance last night, Drake May's first fourth quarter game-winning drive, what did you see from Drake last night, and how impressive was that conclusion of the game for you?
Well, I mean, I think that, and again, just his toughness and his ability to, you know, extend plays, keep his eyes down the field. The play strength, I think, one was a, you know, pretty much a horse collar, and he's pulling out of it or trying to still throw the football, but still put the football in good places, safe places, right out in front of receivers and not behind guys. And so that'll continue to be something that we'll have to use to our advantage, and he'll have to continue to do. And then when the pocket is clean, to stay in there and let it progress and, you know, throw the ball down the field. So, you know, I felt like that was a good drive. I would have liked to have gotten it a little closer. But under those circumstances and the way that we were trying to manage the clock, knowing who's on the other side, you know, I thought that was really good for our football team to have that situation come up and be able to execute it and be able to complete it with obviously Andy and the field goal team making a huge kick.
Mike, you know, there's been a lot of talk. Rodney talked about it yesterday, the culture of just being different. You know, we talk about it with Ramondre and how, you know, you kind of give this guy an opportunity even afterwards. You know, when you come from a place of, you know, when we played, it was like you were banished to the gulag for making a mistake. Like, where does that come from you as a coach, when it's still like understanding guys have to be accountable, but still giving them the opportunity, even when they mess up? Is that because it's kind of part of your former player? Where does that come from?
Just trying to get it right. Just trying to have a balance. And, you know, to me, if, you know, guy, you know, we try to treat them the same way they treat the team. And that's an easy reminder for me to look and see how guys treat the team, how hard they play, how hard they study, how much it means to them, the way they practice, the kind of teammate they are, what they're willing to do to help the team, and then in turn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Obviously, we try to treat them the same way. So, again, I have to make a decision for what's best for the team. And then there's a lot of other instances with this as it relates to then just the guy, you know, fumbling. We've had other people fumble or other people put the ball in jeopardy. We've had people miss tackles. And we have to understand that those are mistakes and that we can correct them and then make sure that you know, we're still doing things that are helpful to the team and are important to the team. So, you know, we just have to try to find a balance there. You know, again, if we set everybody that made a mistake, the head coach would be the first one sitting down because I make more mistakes than anybody.
Mike, some guys were talking about how they got inspiration from a pregame speech by Tony Dungy. What went into that and what was said, really?
Well, Tony's obviously a Hall of Fame coach, a Hall of Fame person, father, husband, just his character, you know. And for him to be, you know, he's, you know, we have some connections here with coaches on our team, and he was going to be a part of our chapel on Monday. And so I decided and asked him to talk to the team just about, you know, his experiences in this league and with new teams, whether that be in Tampa or Indy, and, you know, the things that he always thought were important. And, you know, I really appreciate that. I really appreciate them being around our team. I thought our players appreciated that.
I'll ask this one carefully. Where is the organization when it comes to improving the football team if there are disgruntled or players that appear disgruntled in other organizations seeking to improve the football team?
Well, I'm going to rephrase that. I think that the organization will always be in favor of trying to improve the football team and its roster and the people that play for us. So whether they're on another team, whether they're not on another team, whether they're on our team, you know, we're always going to try to find ways to improve the roster and the people that are here. So that'll go for anybody, you know, that we could potentially add to our football team. And that's about all I can say, or that'll be the stance there for forever.
Mike, signature win is being thrown around for Drake May and yourself. First two-game win streak in 3 years, which is hard to believe given the success you had as a player here. What did last night mean to you personally?
I'm just happy for the players. Happy that they could to recognize they could prepare and they could go out there on a big stage. And, you know, we talked about taking the next step, and that was the message last week. And I felt like they took that to heart and they did that. And about all the other stuff, I don't really know. I always like to think that there's things that are interesting and that there's things that are important. And a two-game win streak is not very uncommon. And so somebody just recently said to me, man, that was unbelievable. I said, no, it wasn't. It was very believable. And you know, I don't want any of us in this organization to ever think that something is unbelievable. We're gonna prepare and we're going to play to our style and we're going to make adjustments and we're going to compete. And but it's very believable. And so we'll have to do it again here as soon as I hang up this phone call. And that'll be what we do.
Well, we'll let you get to it. And I know you love seeing us first thing Monday morning, bright and early. So sorry about that, but we'll be back.
I was walking back in the hallway, and Stacy hands me the phone. I'm like, "What is this?" And he's like, "It's a phone interview." And I said, "Well, I don't want to do a phone interview." I had our ginger and cayenne pepper shots in my hand, and now I have five of them sitting here that I have to do with Stretch and Stacy, and then pass them out to whoever else walks around.
Save them for next week. Right. I mean, I don't
put them in the fridge, please. Give them cold. I want mine chilled.
I mean, on these after these late games, we could do the show in the Seaport if you want, or somewhere in the city, so you don't have to drive all the way out there.
We hadn't left here since whenever Saturday, so
it's good to be back. All right, Coach, we will talk to you again next week. Thank you.
Okay, guys, have a great day. Have a great week.
All right, there he is, Mike Vrabel. We will be right back. Conversation with the Coach brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.